of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, an update. A little bit of good news, apparently, about a cop who did something naughty and might actually be getting in trouble. This is a rarity. It is rare that it happens that a police officer who's caught doing something, even on video, gets in trouble for it. But we'll get into some of the details on that case in a moment. First, we go to your phone calls. You can call in about anything. Gary is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gary.
Hello. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Gary?
Been on Facebook. I'm putting out a lot of news. I listen to Alex Jones a lot and putting out news about what's going on with the government and my wife.
What is going on with the government?
You got me on that one.
How are you putting out news?
The New World Order stuff and the government controlling everything, getting into our lives and stuff.
Okay.
I found a website. I don't know if you guys may have heard about it. It's called Directive 63. It's supposedly an internet
site. What's that all about?
Do what?
Isn't that the one where the stormtroopers were told to shoot all the Jedi?
I don't know. I might have missed that one. It's just it makes it look good, but it's a government site that they supposedly go into criminal investigations on people in the internet. I didn't know. I thought I was getting a hold of Alex Jones, and they said you guys produce the Alex Jones show. So
who said that?
I could get you guys the information.
Who said that? We have no ties whatsoever to the Alex Jones show. Who told you that?
We're on the same network.
Said he was on the same network.
Oh, okay,
and it's correct.
Sorry, my bad.
So what's this Directive 63 now?
It's It provides information and assurance of digital forensics and intelligence gathering to private and public sectors in an effort to help protect America's critical infrastructure. It was inspired by the 1998 presidential directive under Bill Clinton. Core mission follows the general principles of PDD 63. I don't know what that is. It's very unusual. They have a website. It's called www.directive63.com.
I'm on a Directive 60 or D63.us. So let's see. So they're doing investigations for the government. Is that the idea?
I'm not really sure. I just kind of my wife stumbled upon it, and I'm looking at it right now on Facebook.
Okay. So what do you think the relevance of this is?
I believe it is government action for policing the internet.
So, and you know this because
just from what it talks about, it's got a good cover story to it. But the people who have logged onto it, it's very secretive, kind of like the Bilderberg Group.
What is it that you believe will be done here? I mean, you're talking about controlling the internet. What do you believe?
They want to pass it where they actually Facebook. The government's putting the screws to Facebook about getting information from their users. If you have something on your Facebook page, they will be able to go in and look at it and look at all your information. I know they can do that now.
Right.
But Facebook does it on their own. But when the government starts sticking its nose in it, that's a whole different ballgame.
Let me just say, I agree with you in general that the government getting involved in the internet is a real bad thing, no doubt about that. I don't know what this Directive 63 is. It doesn't really frighten me necessarily any more so than the idea of the government getting involved in the internet, just in general.
Right. If that's the name of the program that the government's using to get people's information from, different organizations on the internet, not just Facebook. I suspect the government's already doing that whenever they darn well feel like it.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Luther, are you intimidated by this Directive 63?
Terribly intimidated.
Yeah, okay. So we know the government wants to control the internet. I mean, obviously, they're control freaks. So, yeah, they want to control the internet. There are probably a bevy of different companies and websites and whoever that they would work with in order to you know, bring that control about.
Yeah, Facebook doesn't concern me. I mean, people have been had lots of concerns about the privacy on Facebook, and they say that it's diminishing, and I, you know, that doesn't sound good to me, but I don't consider Facebook my biggest worry. I mean, there's a lot of other websites that I actually do give real information to.
Right.
I don't even have my real birthday on Facebook.
I don't even have my real name on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, so, if you want to protect your privacy, you sure can't count on corporations to do it, whether we're talking about Facebook or Google or most of the other ones out there. They, as a corporation, they're beholden to the state, and if the government people come along and they say, well, we need to see this, this, and this, they're going to do it. In fact, we had this website up here that was launched for the purpose of tracking the government bureaucrats and creating files on them, basically, with publicly available information, just putting it all in one place about the different people that are aggressors in the government. And that site was taken down within 2 weeks of it being put online, publicparasites.com. It's probably still offline. Because a couple of the bureaucrats got very upset about that, the police department in Nashua, New Hampshire, and they sent a threatening letter to the host of the website. And even though in the terms and conditions, somebody took a look at it and they said, look, this we have not violated your terms and conditions here. That doesn't matter. The website operator or the server operator was frightened because they got a threatening letter from the police department. Doesn't matter about the law. Doesn't matter. Free speech doesn't matter. The terms and conditions don't matter.
Hit the contract.
No, contract doesn't matter. Hopefully the people will be able to get their money back because they paid in advance for the site. And none of that matters. What matters is there was a threatening letter that came from a police department. That's it. That's all that matters to the companies. They don't want to get into that. They don't want to get into, you know, most of them don't want to get into standing up for your free speech.
Right. They just roll right over then.
Exactly. And I know there are some exceptions to that. And hopefully they'll be able to track down one of those exceptions or maybe go with an out of the U.S. host.
Seems like that would have been the obvious thing from the get-go.
That would solve the problem. So anyway. If the government wants to take control of the internet, then I trust that the internet people will do their best to prevent that from happening. And that's all I can do.
There's a huge, huge movement for free speech on the internet. Huge movement, and I don't know what the government could do against it. It would be interesting to see.
Let's go to your phone calls and continue with Roy listening in New York. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Roy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking. I've been in two riots in my life, and they were really crazy experiences. I was always curious about it before I was able to be in one, and it's just insane to see, you know, people that normally wouldn't do things like, you know, whatever. They wouldn't even just key a car just for fun or something. But I saw people would get together and flip over cars and, you know, try to set them on fire and smash windows and all that kind of thing. I didn't participate, you know, because I got that problem, you know, where I respect other people's property.
Yeah, mobs are pretty scary. I mean, the groupthink or mob mentality is very dangerous.
Psychology is bizarre. If anybody listening knows anything about social psychology or something, I'd love to hear kind of a more academic explanation for it. But these were kind of celebratory riots. They were for basically for a Super Bowl victories.
This is the kind of riot that I least understand.
The sports.
Yeah,
riot.
I don't understand it either. But
the sports
riot
when your team wins.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's asinine enough when the team loses because you're destroying people's property over what some sports team did. But it's even more asinine when the team wins that you go and destroy some stuff. As far as psychology is concerned, do either of you know more about groupthink and the mob mentality that you can talk
not
about?
Not terribly.
Maybe some of our listeners would
just
know.
Just from what I've observed. I mean,
yeah, they could explain it.
I've been in several riots, but they're all in prison, and they weren't by people that you wouldn't expect it from.
Yeah.
They're by people you absolutely would expect it from, and they were terrible, bloody, awful things.
Roy, thanks for the call. We'll put the question out there. If somebody has some comments, further comments for Roy on riots, and the group mob mentality, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out, up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. And joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Martin.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female listeners there. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they're listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can learn how to get involved over there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, before we continue with your phone calls, I just wanted to as the amateurs here in the studio, the amateur psychologists, we had a question from a caller a moment ago about riots and how the groups of people behave in ways that they otherwise would not normally behave when they are in a situation like that. And he was wondering, well, what is the reason for it? And I think the terms you want to look at when you're researching this are herd mentality and also groupthink. And groupthink, according to the Wikipedia story here, during groupthink, members of the group avoid promoting viewpoints outside the comfort zone of consensus thinking. Individual creativity, uniqueness, and independent thinking are lost in the pursuit of group cohesiveness, as are the advantages of reasonable balance in choice and thought that might normally be obtained by making decisions as a group. A variety of motives for this may exist, such as a desire to avoid being seen as foolish, or a desire to avoid embarrassing or angering other members of the group. Groupthink may cause groups to make hasty, irrational decisions, where individual doubts are set aside for fear of upsetting the group's balance. The term is frequently used pejoratively in hindsight. So that's a little bit of thought, you know, little few ideas for you to chew on. It sounds to me basically like when you've got a rioting situation, you know, tensions are high. You're not really thinking. People aren't really thinking too hard about right. The consequences of their actions. And what you probably have is some sort of an instigator, like an alpha kind of male or whoever, come into, or they're in that group, essentially suggesting whatever destructive things that are going that he needs assistance with. Obviously, he can't lift the police car and flip it over by himself, but
right.
He somehow leads people into thinking that this is okay because they're all whipped up in emotional fervor.
Right, and they'll go along with it just to, you know, not get caught in the destruction of it, I guess.
Right, and especially if they know who this person is, you know, they wouldn't want to disappoint him, or they don't want to be seen as the one who's breaking away. And
a lot
so,
of these sports generated you know, riots, I would imagine, are fueled largely by alcohol too.
That does not help with clear thinking and good decision making, right?
So not at all. No.
So there's that factor too. All right. So if you know more, I'm sure you might, because we're just, like I said, just some talk show hosts with Wikipedia. 800-259-9231 and our opinions. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Jeremy listening in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Ian, Luther, and Mark.
Hey, Jeremy. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I don't have a answer to the guy's question about riots, but I wanted to talk about the internet.
Okay, sure.
I was wondering, why can't we build our own servers and maybe start our own internet if they take it over?
You could. Yeah. Theoretically, you could.
I'm not a computer genius. I mean, you guys know I've only had one for a couple of years now, but I've heard that you could build a hell of a server out of the Xbox 360s. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I don't know if it would be a hell of a server, but
well, maybe you're connecting them together as sort of a hive mind kind of
thing. Yeah, you could create a network. There's a network.
And then other people could add on to that network, right?
Right. That's essentially what the internet is. It's just a larger network.
Right, and so
that was
done.
My idea. I mean, it would be against the law, but it'd be civil disobedience.
Well, no. You mean if they made a law? In that case, because right now it's not against the law. You can create your own network if you want to.
Right.
It might be a good idea for people to think about. Maybe go ahead and get another one started. That way, in case they do take it over, then we already have another one established.
Not a bad idea. The only trick, I guess, would be that you would have to do it outside of the old structure. I mean, they do have things today like Freenet and Tor. I don't know if Tor really counts, but there are these anonymizing services that basically create a sub-network over the existing internet, but it still requires all of the regular routes to pass the data through. It just basically and I can't speak for both of them. I think it's Freenet that maybe they both do it the same way. Anyway, basically what they do is they distribute the data across all of the users of the program, and so there is no server out there that has the data that is being served. It's split up amongst a bunch of different computers. And so when you send a request for a website through one of these services, it basically goes out to a whole bunch of different machines and then comes back. So they can't just target one person and take them out. So right now on the existing internet, there are alternative methods of transferring information that are fairly secure and difficult to difficult to bust.
One more thing, Ian, since like I'm paying for high speed internet, I mean, how would I provide an internet if I have to go through another, pay a service for internet now? How can I create my own?
Well, that would require to create something separate from the internet that doesn't require the actual backbones and the the various different data transmission methods that are out there. Or as far as that are, I'm not using the right terminology. Backbone is a correct terminology. The different methods, the big pipes, if you will, that the data goes goes through. You'd have to do it probably wirelessly. You'd probably have to set up some kind of.
I guess that would be the easiest way if you're trying to spread it out. Otherwise, you'd have to lay down your own cable.
Right. Right. So, and doing things wirelessly makes it tricky to get from one city to another, but it wouldn't be a problem to network up a city full of different wireless networks and, put up transmitters and that kind of thing. Jeremy, thanks for the call.
That's good. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I wonder, I'm sure there are some more technical people out there listening that could better answer these questions, this question in particular. About, with these anonymizing services or with the Freenet service, is that something that they could stop? Could the government people identify those packets over the internet? Could they kind of sniff out those packets and basically say no more to this? We're going to put a stop to the alternative internets that are.
I imagine
out there?
It would be very difficult, and more would just pop up.
Yeah, I tend to trust the geek, cracker, hacker community.
Yeah, to be many steps ahead.
The resourceful crowd.
Yeah, the elite hackers on the internet. Thank goodness for them. 800-259-9231. And you know what they'll probably end up doing if the government really starts to be a threat? They'll target the government servers and take them out. 800-259-9231. Now, I'm against violence, but I don't consider that to be violence at all. In that case, that's just a little bit of monkey wrenching. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Godders. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dried Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can bring up, again, anything. That is the point of the program. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. We'll send them to you via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Your choice. You can do it all if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Remember last year when Mother's Day snuck up on you and you didn't have a gift ready? This year, take care of that with Georgia's Famous Baklava. Mother's Day is May 9th, and you can get her Georgia's Famous Baklava. It's walnut baklava with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you or her fresh and delicious. Order it at mandrick.com, M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. There's no C in mandrick. Mandrick.com. You'll love it.
Indeed, I will vouch for it.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
Really good.
Luther, have you had any of Mandrick's baklava yet?
I don't even know what baklava is.
Oh, exactly. My goodness. I never was a fan. Let me tell you, I never was really. My mom made baklava growing up from time to time, and mom was the kind of mom that would always cut the sugar in half in any recipe.
Mm.
So I didn't really have any real good positive memories of baklava, but I don't think George cuts the sugar in half in his recipe, so I really liked it. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your phone calls with Brett in Indiana. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just got done listening to your show from Wednesday night, and I think it was right about the end of the show you guys were talking about what it means for someone to be sovereign. And you guys kind of described it as like being king over yourself. You don't, am I right in saying it's, but you guys basically would say it's like you don't follow the rules of anybody else, or?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say that you're a king of yourself, but if you are in someone else's dominion, if you're in my home, for instance, you're still your own king, but if you don't want to follow my rules, you can leave my castle, that kind of thing.
Right.
So you're fully in control of yourself.
Yeah,
you get to make your own decisions.
More about self-ownership, I would say, than king of myself.
And it's certainly not, and it's not about not being able to follow rules. It's about choosing the associations that you have voluntarily, and then you're agreeing into following certain sets of rules.
All right, because it kind of brought up, I guess, something I've always kind of wondered, you know, because I'm somebody that, you know, I might, I guess you can say like a voluntarist or something. You know, I don't believe in, you know, I tell people I don't really go into what the government says I should have to do and, you know, the way they think I should run my life. And I always just kind of wondered, you know, how that works with, you know, kind of with like religion. Because I know with some people, like, you know, some people, they'll say, you know, I don't, you know, they might be consider themselves an anarchist or something, but they're also a religious person. It's like, you know, you don't follow, you know, it just kind of makes me wonder, you know, you don't follow these guys' rules, but, you know, with religion, you're kind of saying, you know, I do follow these rules over here.
Well, religion is voluntary.
And I don't know. I mean, I was just kind of wondering how that worked because, you know, I just kind of basically tell anybody I just kind of, you know, do what I think is right, like morally and everything. You know, I don't really, you know, do what the government thinks I should do. I don't follow any religion.
Sure, I see where you're coming from. The difference is
I don't believe, you know, I just don't believe really in subscribing to what someone else thinks I should do with my life. I just kind of
decide. That's good.
Now, I think, you know,
the difference I'm hearing here is that
I was just kind of wondering how.
Can you hear me?
I wondered how those two went in with each other.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Doesn't sound like it.
Can't hear
Let's
us.
Let him go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So what I wanted to say there to one of the things he had said was, you know, basically the difference between government and religion is the force. I mean, government forces its belief system on people, and essentially forces them to pay for their services, whereas a religion is, while you may disagree with their tenets, while you may disagree with their belief system, a religion is at its core a consensual process. You chose to be a part of that religion, and you can choose otherwise at any time that you would like.
And also, you know, he claimed that he follows this set of moral rules of his, and I guess just for the sake of following that set of moral rules, and I follow, you know, I'm moral because I believe morality works, that it is the best way to get through life and to, you know, get what you want and give other people what they want, and consequently, you get what you want in the process. But where are these morals come from that this guy subscribes to? Oh, he came up with a set of rules and he follows them. That's no more or less valid than somebody who decides to pick up a set of rules that somebody else came up with and to follow mm-hmm. them. That's what a religion is, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We continue here. Jeff listening in. Oh, no, he's gone. Let's try instead Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hi. Hey, I was just going to.
Wait, isn't this David?
This is
yeah,
David.
It is.
Okay,
yeah.
David.
I was going to ask, regarding, like, the oil spill down in the Gulf, this, I'll just ask the question and take it off the air. If you all had the society that you all wanted and then such a thing happened, how would it be handled? And also, how would it, perhaps, and also on the other end, how would it have been prevented, do you think? Or that's basically what I was wondering, and I could listen.
Referring to what? I'm sorry.
The oil spill that is in the news?
The oil spill.
Down in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, the assumption
there was. Horrible oil spill. You all are somewhat, I've heard, from Florida, too, so maybe you're going to wind up seeing it somehow. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know, but I hear it's the largest oil spill in American history. It might be world history. I don't know. But it's a big deal. And
yeah, it is.
I would say that the answer to that would be that, you know, the person who owned that area of the ocean, and you would have to either own an area of an ocean or be renting it from somebody who did own it to be able to drill on it. It wouldn't be a just an open thing that one could do. You'd have to have the mineral rights for that area. The person who owned that would be responsible for whatever it is that they unleashed on other people's areas of ocean and beach land and the destruction that they caused for those people's, you know, wildlife and habitat that they destroyed.
Owning ocean is kind of a nebulous concept, I think, for our world right now. Really, I mean, the oil derrick is clearly owned.
The government
right?
owns the ocean currently, right? I mean, they do.
Well, they'll kill you if you do something that you don't like on the ocean,
but
I suppose.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, the oil derrick is pretty clearly owned by, what was it, BP? Was it BP?
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
BP.
Yeah.
So the, you know, the oil platform is owned by that company. And so whether or not they own the entirety of the ocean around it, I think is irrelevant. They own the source of the destruction. And so, therefore, they would be responsible for the cleanup. And
victims could easily seek restitution for damages.
There's that they would definitely deserve restitution, and I would think most arbitrators would grant it to them.
Right.
In addition, the company, first of all, BP can probably afford its own cleanup crew because they get a lot of money. But if they, for whatever reason, wanted to, they could maybe insure their oil derrick. So if they didn't want to spend money on their own division of cleanup crew because they didn't think they figure they were just, you know, they're so great they would never need the cleanup crew, they could just buy an insurance policy on their oil platforms. And, of course, the insurance policy would actually lead them to likely have a better operating platform because the insurance company doesn't want to insure some old rickety 30-year-old oil platform, which brings me to another point about how it is that this may not have happened in the absence of the government. It's my understanding, now I'm not in the oil business, so maybe somebody can correct me on this, but it's my understanding that there's a restriction on how on new buildings of oil platforms out in the United States waters, if you will. So a lot of these old platforms, they are very old, and while they're able to upgrade the internals on the platform, building a whole new platform isn't really an option because of the various different legislation, the rules of the government that have been passed. Thanks, David, for the call. So basically, they've been kind of prevented from really being able to significantly upgrade their equipment and move to newer, safer facilities. That's my understanding of how it is out there in that business. 800-259-9231. So in the free marketplace, we would have more competition and more
and
building
newer safety. People building newer stuff.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Invited to take control of the airwaves, if you like, to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. The website itself, freetalklive.com, allows you to influence some of the things we'll talk about here on these airwaves by submitting ideas. You can submit news articles, videos, audio, blog posts, whatever it is you want. Other listeners then see them in the upcoming stories section. They vote them up or they vote them down depending on how they feel. You can vote things up and down as well. And the most popular stories will make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So head on over to freetalklive.com, get yourself a free account, and get interactive.
On Free Talk Live, we talk all the time about using the court system as a way to keep from just being milked by the system as a, you know, as a fundraising cow. Check out jurisdictionary.com. They give you the rules of court, and they teach you how to use the court system. The average eighth grader can grasp it all in less than 24 hours. They give you a five-hour video seminar on CD-ROM, two and a half hour audio classrooms on two CDs that you can play in your car, CD player anytime, and a bunch of reference tutorials on how to draft pleadings, affirmative defenses, legal research, courtroom objections, that kind of thing. Jurisdictionary.com, they will teach you how to use the court system.
All right, toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We continue back to your phone calls. We go to Gene, listening in Florida on the AMP lines. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about the evils of the income tax system.
All right.
Since we have joined the corporate ranks, since we have a corporation, we have to file corporate income taxes.
You and your wife, you mean?
Yes, okay. And the thing is, with the corporation, the way it's set up, you, obviously everybody with a corporation tries to cut or perform their magic so that they wind up at the end of the year with as little profit as possible so you don't have to pay an income tax, right?
Okay, sure.
But here's the problem. If you've got corporate debt or if you have debt that you started to seed your corporation, which is almost always the case, then as you pay that corporate debt down in the years ahead, each time you pay down a dollar in debt, it becomes a dollar in income for that year because it shows up on the books as income once you pay it off. So you wind up having to pay taxes on the debt that you pay off. So let's say during the year you paid off $40,000 in corporate debt. That means you're going to have to pay 33 or 35% of that $40,000 as a tax to the government. So this really encourages corporations to stay in debt as much as possible, because anytime you pay your debt off, it winds up as showing as a profit, and you have to pay a tax.
Now, wait, point of information, because I don't know much about this tax thing. When you pay the debt off in full is when the taxes are owed, or anytime you pay off a portion of it?
Yeah.
Wait, every portion you pay off, every dollar you pay off shows up as a dollar in income.
Hmm.
So that then on the books at the end of the year looks to the government like you made a profit, and therefore you are liable to send a check in on March 15th for the amount, like a 35% tax on that dollar amount. So
okay.
It really encourages all corporations to continue their debt or even increase their debt.
I see where you're coming from. And that's not a very healthy thing.
Right.
You know, another thing is when you're, you know, playing their little tax game is, you know, if you've got an S corporation as opposed to a C corporation, which I think is what Gene's talking about here, it's basically just your income. So you're obviously incentivized to write off as much as you can and have as little income as you can to the government. But if you want to get, oh, I don't know, a home or a car to shelter or drive or transport your family, you're going to have a much harder time doing that because, well, you've diminished on paper, diminished what you made. And so it's harder to get loans and that kind of thing.
It's basically set up for the banks is the way what I'm trying to get across is whatever you do as a corporation, the entire tax structure is slanted to benefit the banks.
Sweet.
So call it a conspiracy or call it just the way politics works.
The money system is definitely a conspiracy. I mean, anytime you get two people together planning in secret to do something, then you've got a conspiracy, right?
Hey, the weather sure is a lot warmer here in Florida.
I bet it is. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Though, is it really a conspiracy if you can go and find the information? How secretive does the information have to be?
I don't know. You know, the term conspiracy theory is laden with all kinds of, you know, it's a buzzword, really.
Yeah. But there's no doubt that the people that are in charge of the banking system knew exactly what they were doing when they put together the Federal Reserve. I mean, they knew exactly what the consequences
seems
would be.
That way to me.
Mm-hmm. They're much smarter than I am at that kind of thing, and they you know, I'm pretty ignorant to the whole monetary system.
It's just a complex way of stealing from everyone.
Yeah, I know the basics. I know enough to know that I am being stolen from. I know enough to know that the Federal Reserve notes are not backed by anything. And I know that when they print more money out and when they increment the numbers in the computers as far as how much money there is, that's inflation. When they inflate, that's inflating the money supply. Price increases are not inflation. That's a symptom of inflation. So I know all of that stuff, and I know how inflation is probably the most insidious tax out there, because as long as you're using the dollar, you cannot avoid it. You can't avoid that particular tax.
Right.
The only way to avoid the inflation tax would be to move your money, your dollars, into some other form.
Yeah, some other asset or...
It'd have to be an
gold,
asset, because if it was
silver,
another currency, then you're getting the inflation that government's doing.
Right,
right.
Because there are...
What about the local currencies? Like, AB just came out with his... Toes notes or TAS.
Yeah, one of the local activists has been working on coming out with a – I don't think it's released yet. I think
it is.
He's working on printing up some finals or something like that.
Right.
They're getting close. Yeah, putting it into those would be something. I mean, if they've got the reliability that you need and you
– Right, and he's got to build that reputation still.
There's that. And then there's also the issue. One of the important things toward that reputation is going to be the safety of the backing for the currency, because the currency you're talking about is going to be backed by silver.
Right.
So if that's –
Del Valle Silver is another one that she's setting up franchises everywhere.
Right.
And that's good, too. The more locations, the better. The Liberty Dollars, one of their big mistakes was to put all their silver into one basket, so to speak. They had it all in a vault somewhere, which, you know, seems like a smart idea. I mean, you want to lock it up. You want to make sure it's secure. On the other hand, it's just like we were talking about earlier with these corporations. When the federal government walks into the door and says, we need this, this, and this, say, okay, whatever you say, sir. So the vault door doesn't matter when somebody flashes a badge. So the Liberty Dollar was taken down when the FBI came in, flashed their badges at the Sunshine Mint, and they emptied out their vault full of everything that the Liberty Dollar had.
Yeah, I mean they didn't bring in a lock pick or anything like that.
Yeah, I remember
walked right in
watching the news one day, and it was just the tiniest little blurb. You know, if you see this, it's not a real dollar, and they were showing one of the one of the actual Liberty, like one of the silver pieces,
yeah,
like a quarter or a dollar piece.
Right. That's the point.
It's really scary too. You know, you've got this the silver round that says $20 on it, and wow, it's actually made of silver.
You
as
can
opposed,
tell.
As opposed to something else that the government might issue us a quote unquote silver dollar, which is just pot metal. they don't even look
like
the same.
Like the Eisenhower silver dollar, stuff like that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because before 1965, actually, all the silver was 90% silver, and the other 10% was copper.
Right.
For a lot of their coins, their dimes, quarters, silver dollars, half dollars.
The toll-free number here for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, they keep calling that oil problem a spill. It's not a spill. It's an uncontrollable flow. The morons drug a well deeper than they could get to. How stupid is that, you know? That's like putting greed way ahead of everything. They're morons, man. The only way they could probably shut it off is if they put a drill head down there before, put another drill head but a big plug or something, or take a submarine down there and shoot a torpedo right by it so it will, like, collapse it and clog it up.
So you're saying that the oil spill is still spilling?
Yeah, it's not a spill. It's gushing out of the bottom of the Gulf.
Wow, that's crazy.
200,000 gallons a day. That's what's going on.
I honestly had not done that much research.
Yeah, that's why I can't believe it. Everybody's just going, oh, the spill. No, it's not a spill. The stuff is gushing out of the bottom of the Gulf at 200,000 gallons a day.
That's a problem.
And these morons with their money that's coming out of their ears don't know that they better not do that in case something like this ever happens.
Dave, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I'd like to say something else.
We got to move on. I'm sorry, but I appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.